Ed Cunningham can be found Sunday evenings up on Hamilton Avenue on stage with the great Comet Bluegrass All-Stars. Ed, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Lee. It's good to be here.
What's the history of the All-Stars?
Well, we started out, I went to my nephew, who's the owner of the place, and talked about putting some music in there. And I said, what's the slow time of your week here? And he said, well, Sunday afternoons are slow. So we went over there with a few guys and played some music on around 2 or 3 o'clock. And then people kept coming in at the end of the show, and we kept moving it back. So it wound up about 7:30. And we have a full band in there of this friends of ours that play bluegrass, kind of a jam band. And then we've been doing it for 19 years now, I think. Going on 19, I believe.
Name some of the musicians who are with you.
Sure.
You got world-class musicians here.
No, there's some very good ones. On the banjo, we have Jeff Roberts, who played a long time with Katie Lauer and others. And then on the resophonic guitar, the dobro, that's John Cole. Missy Werner on mandolin, singing. She has her own group, Missy Werner Band. And we have Harold Kennedy on the flat-top guitar. And he's been all over the world, Nashville and all places, Memphis, played all kinds of music. And on bass, we have Artie Werner. So I think that rounds out our group.
And you put out an album last year.
We did. We wanted to do something with original songs on it. So it's got a dozen original songs on it, various topics. Most of them that tell a story. And, of course, that's what we call the album, Songs That Tell a Story.
And you produced the album?
We did. We just like to have something that people that come to hear us can take home with them if they like it.
The artwork is kind of interesting that you have on the cover.
Yeah, that's from some mug shots that are from the 20s from Australia. New South Wales, to be more exact. I came across those on the internet. Of course, there's all kinds of things out there. But I just thought they were very interesting and kind of said something in their own right.
Let's talk about the American Originals concert that's coming up this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Music Hall with Cincinnati Pumps.
Oh, it's going to be great fun, I think.
Who all is going to be performing that?
There's a lot of wonderful artists there, including Roseanne Cash, Over the Rhine here from Cincinnati, Joe Henry, Don Flemons, and Eva O'Donovan. I don't want to mispronounce her name, but she's a wonderful singer. So, and again, a number of these folks have been honored this past year for their recent albums. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great time, and we're looking forward to it.
The thrust of it is going to be honoring the legacy of Stephen Foster.
Right. I think the latter half of the show will be a lot of Stephen Foster songs. There are also songs that are just kind of classic in the American genre of folk and popular music. It will be in there, Red River Valley and a number of other things. I think on the website they've got the actual lineup, the tentative lineup for the show, for the music selections. And there'll be a lot of great, timeless, classic songs that people love to hear and sing.
Have you been practicing any special ones?
We have. We've been working on a couple of, again, these classic timeless songs. Red River Valley is one of them. And Amazing Grace, the sacred number, as we say. And we're looking forward to that. It's got some brand new arrangements that have never been heard. And it's exciting to hear all the new take on a lot of old songs.
You've performed with the Pops before.
We have been fortunate enough and honored enough to do that. We played a couple of holiday shows and 4th of July and then played the World Choir Games, and we've just had a really great time. It's such a treat to be amongst the great musicians of the Pops.
What's the program going to be like?
Basically, I don't want to get too much away, but the latter half of it's going to be a lot of the Foster stuff, the Stephen Foster stuff. The first half will be just the material, about 8 or 10 songs, and the performers will come out and perform with the Pops.
So will it be like Roseanne will come out and sing a song or two with the Pops, and then Joe Henry might come out. Will you be performing separately or any of you mixing together?
There'll be some mixing, yes.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. And so there'll be some surprises, and there will be some intermingling there, the groups, and some sounds that'll mix, and it'll be new. For the most part, it'll be featuring the various artists with the Pops. But then, again, there will be some crossover.
And this will be all recorded live. It'll be the 94th CD of the Pops.
Yes, that's really exciting. And Music Hall is such a great, beautiful venue and a great sound.
The Comet Bluegrass All-Stars are also up for a CEA award the night of January 25th. You've been up before for that award.
We have. It's always an honor to be recognized by the musical community that way, so we're pleased about that.
And you'll be performing that afternoon with the Pops, and then the award ceremony is at the Madison and the Covington that Sunday night, and of course, you've got your regular gig up at the Comet. Where will you be?
Well, it's going to be a busy day, but we'll be, of course, with the Pops And then later that night, we will be at the Comet, so people can expect us there.
Yeah, and that's always a packed house, isn't it?
It tends to get pretty full. It's always a lot of fun, you know, kind of a family night almost, you know, for that night on Sundays.
Well, you've got a busy week coming up. Looking forward to seeing you on stage at Music Hall this coming weekend. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it. Nice talking with you.
My guest tonight has been Ed Cunningham with the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, who will be performing with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra at Music Hall in the American Original Concerts, which will be recorded live and released as the 94th Pops recording. You can also see the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars at the Comet in Northside Sunday evenings. Oh, before we leave, would you like to talk about one of the songs from your new CD, and we'll go out with it?
Why don't we play the one that was written by our guitar player, Harold Kennedy, from Splunge, Mississippi originally, but he makes his home now in Cincinnati, and he wrote one called The Deep South.
Okay, that's what we'll hear. You'll find links on our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Well, sometimes I swear I hear my mama calling in a gentle voice filled with doubt, and she's calling me back to the old home in the deep south. In the deep south, there's a place that I always return to when I'm feeling a little down and out. And they never make fun of my accent in the deep south. In the deep south. In the deep south. In the deep south.